We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are still listening to the voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA. I'm Lynn Hayes Freeland, and we've spent a lot of time over the last couple of weeks talking about the fact that school, the opening of school, is just around the corner, and it's opening in some fashion or another. For some, it's going to be online. For others, it's going to be in person. For others, it's going to be hybrid. But either way, whatever your school looks like for your kids, it involves a conversation with your child. It involves an in-depth conversation about what's happening, how to approach it, what they should expect, and how to ease some of the concerns and fears they may have. And that's not always easy, because sometimes as parents, we too have fears and concerns. So how do you deal with all of that? Well, Dr. Abigail Schlesinger is the chief of child psychiatry at UPMC Western Psych and Children's Hospital. She joins us now on the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Welcome to the conversation, Doctor.
Thanks for having me, Lynn.
And, you know, I say all of that, and as I think that through, as I say it, this is a hard conversation to have, especially because as adults, a lot of times, we haven't come to terms with a lot of these issues ourselves.
Yeah, it's a really difficult time right now, as there are continue to be a number of unknowns about the future, and even about the present. As parents, we're all having to make what feel like daily decisions that we've never had to make before. So there's no question it's a difficult time for parents, and that's why I say the first conversation is not with your kids. It's with your social network, your spouse, your supports. To think about where you are with your own decisions and your own thoughts about coronavirus. So the first, in order to have an effective conversation with your kids, you should be first talking to other adults about sort of all the complexities of what's going on here. Does that make sense to you?
It does, because I think that then helps you kind of figure out where you are on this, because sometimes you haven't really figured that out.
Right, and if you haven't, it's totally okay to go to others and go to other experts. So that being said, it's also important to remember that we can always go and focus back on the basics here. So we can get really stuck, especially when we're anxious, that's a normal part of being human, on the unknowns, right? But when we speak to our kids, we really should be making sure we have a conversation about the knowns and the basics so they don't get lost. And you've heard it before, I'm going to say it again. Washing your hands is so vital. We learn about it as a young child, and even adults need to be reminded. We've learned, and it's become increasingly clear, so this is a known that wasn't a known back in March, that wearing a mask helps, especially if kids don't have a cough or any other symptoms. So wearing a face mask and washing your hands, those two things really help make a difference to help keep you safe from coronavirus. And then the third thing is keeping a little bit of a distance. We talk about 6 feet, taking a distance from other people. So those are three things that we hear quite frequently, but quite frankly, we need to keep reminding ourselves about them, because those three things can really, no matter whether you're going to brick and mortar school or staying at home, or doing hybrid, those three things can really help us, you know, in this war against coronavirus.
And then how far into detail do we go? I mean, is it based on their age? I mean, is it enough to say that people are getting sick? Or do we have to say specifically coronavirus? Or, you know, how do we break that down?
Yeah, well, so no one knows their kids better than their parents, so I would never trump a parent that says, I only think my kid can handle A, B, or C. But most kids have heard the word coronavirus now, so I don't think we should even be consider hiding it. It's out there. Mm-hmm. We all know about it. In fact, how can they keep themselves safe from something if they don't have a word for it? So I think using a word for many things in life, not just this, helps destigmatize and helps you sort of be able to do what you need to do to keep yourself safe. So COVID-19, coronavirus, either one of those things, I mean, 3- and 4-year-olds know what those words are now. So they're a part of our environment. So I think it's okay to use those words. I actually recommend it. Now, how much information do you give should really be driven by your child's developmental level and what they're asking you. So I often say about many things, and this is like that, let your child lead. See what questions they have, and then answer their questions that they asked, not 15 other questions you might have as an adult related to them.
Mm-hmm. So what happens when your child, you're having these conversations with your child, and your child looks at you and says, Mommy, I'm scared. I don't want to go to school. I'm afraid.
Well, it's always hard to hear our kids are afraid, right? Mm-hmm. And it's probably much harder when you might be a little afraid yourself. So whenever we're fearful of things, it's important to focus on a few things. One is the knowns. And we know that there are certain things that we can do to keep ourselves safe, hand washing, wearing a mask, keeping distance. So again, focusing on the knowns, seeing what else they're afraid of. So if someone says they're scared, we should ask them, what are you scared about? What concerns you? It may not be the things that we as adults are concerned about. They may be thinking about a bully from last year. And if you don't ask, you won't know. So, you know, we check our own pulse first, make sure we're calm, and then ask our child, okay, what are you concerned about? And what can we do to help you feel better? Another important thing to stress is that many people are doing their best to help keep kids safe, right? This is part of the reason why we don't have an answer for schools yet, because lots of smart people, caring people, are really thinking about what's the best thing to do for kids and teachers to keep them safe. So that's really important to remind our children as well.
And last question before we let you go, because I know your time is tight. We're seeing nationally that this is constantly changing. So what we're being told on Monday may change by the next Monday. How do we handle that with our kids? Because it becomes, but Mom, you told me this last week. Now you're saying this.
Well, it's tough on all of us, right? So, you know, again, there's some things that haven't changed, the things we can do to keep ourselves safe. But I think it is okay to say to kids, we are all doing our best to figure this out together. And things may change if we find better ways to help you. So, you know, a part embedded in this conversation, a lot of parents want to have their children feel happy and not ever be anxious about things, right? We want our children to be happy. But a better skill for a child over time is to know how to deal with change and realize that they've got parents and supports that will help them do well regardless of what happens tomorrow or the next day.
That confidence, that comfort. Yep, makes perfect sense to me. Dr. Schlesinger, thanks so much for joining us. Chief of Child Psychiatry at UPMC Western Psych and Children's Hospital. You've answered a lot of questions, and we appreciate you.
Thanks a lot. Stay safe.
All right, you too. Wow. Wow. Tough times if you're a parent. We'll take your calls coming up, 866-391-1020.